Illuminati Project Memo 10, 7/28, JM. On the origin of the pyramid and eye symbol, test your credulity on the following yarn from Flying Saucers in the Bible by Virginia Brassington, Saucerian Books, 1963, page 43. The Continental Congress had asked Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams to arrange for a seal for the United States of America. None of the designs they created, or which were submitted to them, were suitable. Fairly late at night, after working on the project all day, Jefferson walked out into the cool night air of the garden to clear his mind. In a few minutes he rushed back into the room, crying jubilantly, "I have it! I have it!" Indeed, he did have some plans in his hands. They were the plans showing the Great Seal as we know it today. Asked how he got the plans, Jefferson told a strange story. A man approached him wearing a black cloak that practically covered him, face and all, and he told him that he, the stranger, knew they were trying to devise a seal, and that he had a design which was appropriate and meaningful. After the excitement died down, the three went into the garden to find the stranger, but he was gone. Thus, neither these founding fathers, nor anybody else, ever knew who really designed the Great Seal of the United States. Pat. Illuminati Project Memo 11, 7/29, JM. The latest I've found on the Iron Pyramid is in a San Francisco Underground paper. Planet, San Francisco, July 1969, Volume 1, Number 4. Suggesting it as a symbol for Timothy Leary's political party when he was running for governor of California instead of just running. The emblem is a tentative design for the party's campaign button. One wag suggests that everyone cut out the circle from the back of a dollar bill and send the holy dollar to Governor Leary so he could wallpaper his office with them. Then paste the emblem on your front door to signify your membership in the party. Translations. The year of the beginning new secular order. Both translations are wrong, of course. Anuit coeptis means he blesses our beginning. And novus ordo seclorum means a new order of the ages. Ah, well, scholarship was never the hippie's strong point. But Tim Leary, an Illuminatus? And pasting the eye on the door, I can't help but think of the Hebrews marking their doorways with the blood of a lamb so that the angel of death would pass by their houses. Pat. Illuminati Project Memo 12, 8/3, JM. I've finally found the basic book on the Illuminati, Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, Christian Book Club of America, Hawthorne, California, 1961, originally published in 1801. Robison was an English Mason who discovered through personal experience that the French Masonic lodges, such as the Grand Orient, were Illuminati fronts and were the main instigators of the French Revolution. His whole book is very explicit about how Weishaupt worked. Every infiltrated Masonic group would have several levels, like an ordinary Masonic lodge, but as candidates advanced through the various degrees, they would be told more about the real purposes of the movement. Those at the bottom simply thought they were Masons. In the middle levels, they knew they were engaged in a great project to change the world, but the exact nature of the change was explained to them according to what the leaders thought they were prepared to know. Only those at the top knew the secret, which, according to Robison, is this. The Illuminati aims to overthrow all government and religion, setting up an anarcho-communist free-love world. And because the end justifies the means, a principle Weishaupt acquired from his Jesuit youth, They didn't care how many people they killed to accomplish that noble purpose. Robison knows nothing of earlier Illuminati movements, but does say specifically that the Bavarian Illuminati was not destroyed by the government's crackdown in 1785, but was, in fact, still active, both in England and France, and possibly elsewhere, when he wrote in 1801. On page 116, Robison lists their existing lodges as follows. Germany, 84 lodges. England, 8 lodges. Scotland, 2. Warsaw, 2. Switzerland, many. Rome, Naples, Ancona, Florence, France, Holland, Dresden, 4. United States of America, several. On page 101, he mentions that there are 13 ranks in the order. This may account for the 13 steps on their symbolic pyramid. Page 84 gives the code name of Weishaupt, which was Spartacus. His second-in-command, Freiherr Knigger, had the code name Philo, page 117. This is revealed in papers seized by the Bavarian government in a raid on the home of a lawyer named Zwack, who had the code name Cato. Babeuf, the French revolutionary, evidently took the name Gracchus, in imitation of the classical style of these titles. Robison's conclusion, page 269, is worth quoting. Nothing is as dangerous as a mystic association. The object remaining a secret in the hands of the managers, the rest simply put a ring in their own noses by which they may be led about at pleasure. And still panting after the secret, they are the more pleased, the less they see. Pat. At the bottom of the page was a note in pencil, scrawled with a decisive masculine hand. It said, "In the beginning was the word, and it was written by a baboon." Illuminati Project, Memo 13, 8/5. J.M. The survival of the Bavarian Illuminati throughout the 19th century and into the 20th is the subject of World Revolution by Nesta Webster, Constable & Company, London, 1921. Mrs. Webster follows Robison fairly closely on the early days of the movement up to the French Revolution, but then veers off and says that the Illuminati never intended to create their utopian anarcho-communist society. That was just another of their masks. Their real purpose was dictatorship over the world, and so they soon formed a secret alliance with the Prussian government. All subsequent socialist, anarchist, and communist movements are mere decoys, she argues, behind which the German General Staff and the Illuminati are plotting to overthrow other governments so Germany can conquer them. She wrote right after England fought Germany in the First World War. I see no way of reconciling this with the Birch's thesis that the Illuminati has become a front for the Rhodes Scholars to take over the world for English domination. Obviously, as Robison states, the Illuminati say different things to different people to get them into the conspiracy. As for the links with modern communism, here are some passages from her pages 234-45. But now that the First Internationale was dead, it became necessary for the secret societies to reorganize. And it is at this crisis that we find that formidable sect springing to life again, the original Illuminati of Weishaupt. What we do know definitely is that the society was refounded in Dresden in 1880, that it was consciously modelled on its 18th century predecessor is clear from the fact that its chief, one Leopold Engel, was the author of a lengthy panegyric on Weishaupt and his order, entitled Geschichte des Illuminaten Ordens, published in 1906. In London, a lodge called by the same name, carried on the Rite of Memphis, founded, it is said, by Cagliostro on Egyptian models, and initiated adepts into illuminized Freemasonry. Was it a mere coincidence that in July 1889 an International Socialist Congress decided that May the 1st, which was the day on which Weishaupt founded the Illuminati, should be chosen for an annual international labour demonstration? Pat. Illuminati Project Memo 14, 8/6. J.M. And here's still another version of the origin of the Illuminati from the Kabbalist Eliphas Levi. The History of Magic by Eliphas Levi, Borden Publishing Company, Los Angeles, 1963, page 65. He says there were two Zoroasters, a true one who taught white right-hand magic and a false one who taught black left-hand magic, he goes on. To the false Zoroaster must be referred the cultus of material fire and that impious doctrine of divine dualism, which produced at a later period the monstrous gnosis of Manes, and the false principles of spurious masonry. The Zoroaster in question was the father of that materialized magic which led to the massacre of the Magi, and brought their true doctrine at first into proscription and then oblivion. Inspired by the spirit of truth, the church was forced to condemn, under the names of magic, Manichaeanism, Illuminism, and Masonry, all that was in kinship, remote or approximate, with the primitive profanation of the mysteries. One signal example is the history of the Knights Templar, which has been misunderstood to this day. Levi does not elucidate that last sentence. It is interesting, however, that Nestor Webster, see Memo 13, also traced the Illuminati to the Knights Templar, whereas Daraul and most other sources track them eastward to the Hashishim. Is all this making me paranoid? I'm beginning to get the impression that the evidence has not only been hidden in obscure books, but also made confusing and contradictory to discourage the researcher. Pat. Scrawled on the bottom of this memo was a series of jottings in the same masculine hand. Malik's, Saul guessed, that had jotted the baboon reference on memo 12. The jottings said, "Check on order of Demole. 11-fold Demole cross. 11 intersections, therefore 22 lines. The 22 Atus of Tahuti. Why not 23? T-A-R-O equals T-O-R-A equals T-R-O-A equals A-T-O-R equals R-O-T-A exclamation mark. Query, 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 query. Abdul al-Hatred equals A. A. Query, query, exclamation mark.
Oh, Christ.
Barney groaned.
Oh, Mary and Joseph, oh, shit. We'll end up either becoming mystics or going crazy before this case is over, if there's any difference. The Order of Demole is a Masonic society for boys.
Saul commented helpfully.
I don't know what the Atus of Tahuti are, but that sounds Egyptian. Tarot, usually spelled T-A-R-O-T, is the deck of cards gypsy fortune tellers use, and the word gypsy means Egyptian. Torah is the law in Hebrew. We keep coming back to something that has roots in both Jewish mysticism and Egyptian magic. The Knights Templar were kicked out of the church.
Barney said.
For trying to combine Christian and Muslim ideas. Last year, my brother, the Jesuit, gave a lecture on how modern ideas are just old heresies from the Middle Ages warmed over. I had to go for politeness's sake. I remember something else he said about the Templars. They were engaged in what he called unnatural sex acts. In other words, they were faggots. You get the impression that all these groups related to the Illuminati are all male? Maybe the big secret they're hiding so fanatically is that they're all some vast, worldwide homosexual plot. I've heard showbiz people complain about what they call the Hominturn, a homo organization that tries to keep all the best jobs for other fruits. How does that sound? Sounds plausible.
So said ironically.
But it also sounds plausible to say the Illuminati is a Jewish conspiracy, a Catholic conspiracy, a Masonic conspiracy, a communist conspiracy, a banker's conspiracy, and I suppose we'll eventually find evidence to suggest it's an interplanetary scheme masterminded from Mars or Venus. Don't you see, Barney? Whatever they're really up to, they keep creating masks so all sorts of scapegoat groups will get the blame for being the real Illuminati.
He shook his head dizzy.
They're smart enough to know they can't operate indefinitely without a few people eventually realizing something's there. So they've taken that into account and arranged for an inquisitive outsider to get all sorts of wrong ideas about who they are. They're dogs,
Muldoon said.
Intelligent talking dogs from the dog star Sirius. They came here and ate Malik. Just like they ate that guy in Kansas City, except that time they didn't get to finish the job.
He turned back and read from Memo 8.
With his throat torn, as if by the talons of some enormous beast. No animal was reported missing from any of the local zoos.
He grinned.
Lord God, I'm almost ready to believe it. They were werewolves.
Saul answered, grinning also.
The Pentagon is the symbol of the werewolf. Look at the Late Late Show sometime. That's the pentagram, not the Pentagon.
Barney lit a cigarette, adding,
this is really getting on our nerves, isn't it?
Saul looked up wearily and glanced around the apartment, almost as if he were looking for its absent owner.
Joseph Malik,
he said aloud,
what can of worms have you opened, and how far back does it go?
We shall not be moved.